Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
All right, we are here this morning to record this week's episode of Inside Jag Nation with soccer goalkeeper Sarah Hay, redshirt senior entering her final season with the Jaguars. And first off, appreciate you taking the time to be with us this morning, Sarah.
Thank you for taking the time to have me.
You know, first off, as we get going, you guys obviously start the regular season Friday night, and you got a big match with Auburn on Sunday. How excited are you and the rest of the members of the program to get going officially this year?
We are all extremely excited. We have been talking about this first weekend probably since summer started. Coach likes to send the players emails, and his whole focus is when this season's going to kick off, because it's a big weekend, and each weekend after that is just as hard, if not harder. So we're all very, very excited.
So the non-conference schedule includes two teams in the top 15. You got another team from the SEC, and they're all here. So has that affected the way the team has prepared since camp started last week?
It has, to the degree of we're practicing more about our soccer. When we first came in, Coach really emphasized that we need to come in fit beforehand. And so this preseason has just really been focusing on our soccer and how we play and how we do things and how we're going to mentally approach these games. But we're all just really, really excited. And it shows that I think our team slowly but surely is gaining respect in the NCAA soccer world.
So last year, the last time you guys officially played at the Cage was an NCAA first-round match against LSU, and it was over 1,000 people there, and the crowd was amazing, the largest ever for the program. Explain how much an atmosphere like that helps you and the team when you're playing in a game of that magnitude.
I think any athlete can attest to if you have a large crowd there to support you, you just have this air of my school, my fellow students, student athletes are there to support me. They are here with us for the same goal. They're there to witness the work that we've put in and the final product of that. And I think it's really, really special. And playing in that game was something that I'll definitely tell for a long time.
So preseason camp started last week. You guys came back very early at the start of the month, right around the same time as the football program did, and have been going ever since. Describe for the listeners what you would say is kind of a typical day that first week of camp, what you guys did and what you went through as a program.
So for the first 3 days, we'll probably have our fitness tests. We have three fitness tests, so in the morning, that would probably be around 6:30 in the morning. Go to breakfast, then we'd have training at 9 a.m. Go to lunch, we'd have a period of time of rest. Usually most of us napped, and then we'd have dinner, and then we would have training that night. And then after those 3 days of the fitness tests, it would just be more of training twice a day, which compared to other programs kind of seems light. Most of the programs are up at 6 a.m. every single day. They're lifting, they're running. And like I said, we tried to change our approach into let's come into our preseason already fit and already strong so that we can focus on our tactics and on our skills and just our soccer minds instead.
Start of last week, you guys went on a three-day retreat before playing a couple of exhibition / friendly matches. Tell us about what kind of activities the team did during that retreat and how much you think it helps as you go into the season.
Well, pretty much the point of going to Foley was to kind of train on those facilities, because that's the facility where the Sunbelt Conference tournament is going to be at. And so just to get acclimated to the hotel, the field, just kind of the atmosphere and everything. The activities weren't quite as strenuous as last year. Last year we went spelunking. We free climbed rocks through the mud and the muck. And this year, I think we just stuck to, we went to the Alabama Gulf Coast Zoo, and that was a really, really cool experience. And then we also went to the Foley Outlets, which, you know, you have a group of girls. Most of them would want to go shopping. So it wasn't quite as strenuous as last year, but definitely the zoo was really, really cool.
So rumor has it that at one point, maybe in one of the evenings, part of the entertainment was a few of the girls perhaps doing their best imitations of head coach Graham Winkworth. And I hear some of them were actually kind of funny. Talk about Coach Winkworth and what it's like to play for him and how he is around the team when you guys are with him throughout the week.
Yeah, that part of the trip was absolutely hysterical. Two of the groups did skits, and we did impersonations of our staff, including our including Kyle, our strength coach. So that was really, really fun. I would say the thing that Coach is always striving to do is to make the program be better at any point. And so this year we've added heart rate monitors. We've added different groups to our weight room schedule. Just these little details that he's trying to pay attention to make sure that we're doing everything as efficient as possible. And so I think that's always his gear. His mindset is what is going to put us in the best situation to have the best outcome during this season.
You know, now that you're through it, you're headed into a match on Friday night, what to you is the most important aspect of preseason training that you think leads to being successful in the fall?
Preseason definitely gives you confidence in your abilities. I know for me personally, preseason just kind of gets me back into that mode, gets me back into my swing of things. For other players, it's kind of, especially with our large freshman class that comes in, we learn to play with each other. What are our strengths and weaknesses that we can improve on? What kind of pass does this player prefer? You know, what kind of runs does this player make more than others? And so it's just kind of learning how each other play and learning how we can mesh it all together and pretty much just building our confidence going into these hard games.
So you've talked about training and fitness, and sometimes camp involves that. And in a year like this, you've made an effort to take care of that in advance. Well, you know, as a goalkeeper, you're kind of sitting back and monitor things, and I think there might be a perception out there that maybe you're not as fit as the other 10 who are running all over the field. You know, when you hear anyone bring that up or you kind of hear that perception, you know, how do you respond? What does that make you think?
Well, I think the term being fit is a broad spectrum of what actually fit is. So for a goalkeeper, my fitness is a little bit different. I don't need to be able to go run 13 miles in the blink of an eye. I need to be able to have quick feet, to be explosive, explosive for a certain period of time. Goalkeeper fitness is completely different from running fitness. So even coming in from the summer where I did run and lift and do plyometrics and did those things over the few weeks, nothing really truly prepares you for those goalkeeper trainings of just for competitive reps, and also training with two other goalkeepers that are really, really that are awesome, that they're so good for being a freshman. And so they push me, and hopefully I'd like to think that I push them. So when I hear people say that, I just kind of think maybe they don't really understand either the sport or they don't really truly understand the position.
So looking back on it, you know, obviously you got into soccer well in advance of playing at South Alabama. At what point in your soccer career did you find yourself in goal, and what led you to kind of go down that path?
Oh, man, that's a long time ago. I think when I played rec soccer, probably around 7, 8 years old, I was actually a field player. I was a forward. And my dad made it a point to make sure that as he was raising me, I could throw and catch a ball with coordination. That was just one of his goals for me. And so there was a game for my rec team that we didn't have a goalkeeper. And so they're like, hey, Sarah can catch a ball. Let's go ahead and just throw her in there. And so I, you know, my dad told me I did fairly decently. And so then I started those individual keeper sessions with my coach that's when it just kind of cemented that, okay, now you're a goalkeeper. And once you kind of enter into that realm, it's really hard to get out of it. So it just kind of stuck.
So, you know, we talked about kind of a typical day during preseason camp. Why don't you tell us what it's like for student athletes? What's a typical match day? You know, what do you guys do to prepare before you even show up at the cage? And then, you know, walk us through that hour, hour and a half, 2 hours when you do get on site, the things that you do to get ready for the match once you're in uniform.
The preparation definitely starts the day after the previous game. After that game's over, the next game is what is in our sight. And so that whole week is in preparation for this game. On match day, I would say if you need treatment on, you know, muscles, ankles, anything that's kind of hurting, you would show up to get athletic training beforehand, make sure everything's wrapped, warmed up, stretched, ready to go. And I think the team is just in the locker room and we listen to music and we just kind of do whatever we feel is necessary to get our minds right in that moment. Some people have lucky headbands. They wear certain garments with them just because they feel like superstition, sports superstition. So that's nothing too crazy. When we go out into the hallway, we say a few chants before we finally go out the door. I don't want to disclose that because it's a team thing, but we do say a few chants before we go out onto the field.
So back when you were in high school and going through the recruiting process, I know when you were a high school senior, the team had South Alabama had a good record, but didn't win a Sun Belt championship. And then when you sat out as a redshirt that freshman year, it was a little bit of a struggle, slightly under 500. Did you ever imagine at that point in time that you would now be part of a program that's made three straight NCAA tournament appearances?
Absolutely not. I think I was about 25 pounds lighter and just really tiny. I was not ready to play that my redshirt freshman season. And I knew that this was a good program. Could I foresee that I would have a complete coaching change? I would have three goalkeeper coaches in my career here, that I would have. When I was little, I loved Notre Dame, and to see them, and I watched them play in the Final Four when they were at A&M. So, and that was an awesome experience. And to think that I would ever be a part of that tournament is something that I never even envisioned for myself. So it's been pretty surreal, and I feel very lucky and blessed to be a part of it.
You know, now that the program is at this level, you know, three straight Sun Belt championships, three straight tournament appearances, top 25 end of last year and just outside of it coming into this year, and certainly with opportunities to get places where the program's never been since it was founded in the late 90s. Do all of you student athletes feel any sort of extra pressure trying to meet these new expectations, these new standards that you've all helped create?
We do and we don't. So for when we first won our first Sun Belt championship, everyone just kind of like, oh, this is just a fluke. They got a new coach. They got lucky. Next tournament championship, everyone was like, okay, maybe they have something there. And then we kind of solidified it when we won last year. But I think part of what Graham does for our program is that we're never satisfied with what we've done. We've set these goals, we meet the goals, and then the next season we set goals that are even higher. And so I think we do feel the pressure, but also the standards for the team overall have risen. And so we have this standard for we go out to win every game that we play. And so I'm just going through my career to see that transition has been really, really cool.
Well, we've certainly taken up plenty of your time, and know you've got a lot to do between now and the opener against Samford Friday night at 7 at the Cage. So kind of a last-minute countdown. The clock's on heading into a break. Some quick responses from you for the following thoughts, if you don't mind. Outside of soccer, what's your favorite sport?
Oh, goodness. Probably men's baseball. I really enjoy watching baseball. It's kind of a pastime I did with my dad when I was little. So,
what to this point in time would you consider to be your favorite athletic event that you've attended as a fan?
Professional soccer games and also Ranger games. I'm a huge Ranger fan. So if I had to choose, those two are really awesome to attend.
And what sporting event do you want to go to that you've not been to yet?
Probably a hockey game. I live where there's Dallas Stars, and everyone says hockey games are so much fun, but I still haven't been able to go. So I'd love to go to a hockey game.
If you could go anywhere on a dream vacation, where would it be?
Oh, my gosh. I'm a traveler, so, probably Scotland, because that's where my ancestors are from. So I've kind of wanted to explore that. So, yeah, I'd really want to go to Scotland.
What's your favorite movie?
Braveheart, absolutely. Mel Gibson. Braveheart is an amazing movie.
And I'm sure that has nothing to do with the Scottish ties, right?
Maybe just a little. But also just, you can't. Freedom! You can't help but love that movie.
What's your favorite book?
Probably the Harry Potter series. That is my childhood in a nutshell. I love reading in general, and Harry Potter has always had a special place in my heart.
Who's your favorite musical artist?
Red Hot Chili Peppers, for darn sure. They have a very unique sound, and they've been around since the 80s, and I just think that their legacy is really, really concrete.
And at the end of this season, when they go out and make the Sarah Hay movie, what actress is going to be playing the title role of Sarah Hay?
Oh, man. Well, Keira Knightley did a pretty good job in Bend It Like Beckham, so that would be cool if she played me, even though she wasn't a goalkeeper. But yeah, Keira Knightley, I think she could do a good job.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been with South Alabama soccer goalkeeper Sarah Hay this week. Again, the Jaguars open up the season Friday night at 7 at the Cage against Samford, and then come back Sunday night at 6 and play Auburn at that point, a team that's nationally ranked coming into the season, and the Jaguars getting votes in the top 25 poll as well. So appreciate the time this morning. Thanks so much, and best of luck this season.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags! Wow!